I don't think you can look too far beyond results, because you know they are the bottom line. We understand that, and we've been mid-table, and that's where we are now. We're working hard to try to close that gap between ourselves and the top sides. The result against Preston and the performance against Preston in our last game was quite disappointing. But as football is, the games roll around, and we have an opportunity against Huddersfield, quickly followed by Brentford and then Derby. So a big 8 days for us to put on good performances, put on good results, and work at trying to close the gap between ourselves and the top sides. Just generally, overall, we have 15 games left now. That's a third of the season. And we want to finish really strongly and see where it takes us in terms of this year.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of consistency as well, you had that little spell over Christmas that never quite developed into what you maybe call a consistent run. So why didn't that happen for you?
To some degree, we didn't play well enough. Some disruptions in personnel has made the side stutter, I feel. And generally, anyway, we're looking to come out of that period, settle the team down, and then working hard to try to improve performances and improve results.
It's been a fair bit of discussion about Mason. Are you still in the phase of getting used to him and him getting used to you?
Yeah, and he's scored two goals in three games, and in the couple of weeks he's been here, he looks like quite a natural finisher. And with our side anyway, in recent weeks we've lost both Henry and Dave Edwards, who from wide and from midfield can get goals. And obviously, you know, before that we'd lost maybe natural goal scorers as well out the side. So for Mason to come in and show an ability to be able to put chances away is a big one, and shows promise for me for the future.